From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush today urged Americans to return to the air with confidence and to think of flying as part of the nation's war on global terrorism. He flew today to Chicago's O'Hare Airport and told airline workers there that the federal government will take on new responsibilities for the safety of air travel. He also asked state governors to use National Guard troops for added airport security until new federal safeguards are in place. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Chicago.
It is the president's hope that the steps he announced at this event at O'Hare Airport will mark the beginning of a comeback for an industry that's been reeling since the horrible events of September 11th, when four commercial airliners were hijacked in a single morning.
America understands that these have been incredibly tense days for the people who work in the airline industry. Difficult times for stewardesses and captains and baggage handlers and people who run in the desks. America knows that, and we appreciate your steadfast willingness to fight terror in your own way.
In the wake of the terrorist attacks, the number of daily commercial flights in the U.S. is down between 15% and 20%, and those flights, instead of being crowded, are now less than half full. There have also been more than 100,000 job cuts in the industry, and airline workers like those here in Chicago are worried that they could be the next to face layoff. President Bush today acknowledged that fear, adding that an important goal of this nation's war on terrorism is to restore public confidence in the airline industry. So, the president said,
get on board. Do your business around the country. Fly and enjoy America's great destination spots. Get down to Disney World in Florida. Take your families and enjoy life.
To that end, the president announced several steps to give Americans a sense of security while flying.
First, I will work with Congress to put the federal government in charge of passenger and bag screening and all safety inspections.
Some Democrats in Congress want the federal government to assume control of airport security directly. Under the president's plan, security personnel would not all become federal employees, but they would have to follow strict federal guidelines that will be consistent all around the country. The White House will set aside $500 million to pay for modifications to aircraft, including new sturdy doors separating the cockpit from the cabin to make it impossible for anyone to break into the cockpit during a flight. The president said he also wants to work toward new technology that could make it possible for air controllers to take over a troubled plane by remote control and land it safely. And he said the U.S. Air Marshal Program will be dramatically expanded. Armed officers who now fly on a few commercial flights will now be on board many more.
Now, these marshals, of course, will wear plain clothes. They're going to be, they'll be like any other passenger. But Americans will know that there's more of them. And our crews will know there's more of them. And the terrorists will know there's more of them.
Mr. Bush says these steps will take time to implement, so for now the federal government will pay each state to station some of its National Guard troops to help with security at every commercial airport in the country. In Chicago today, Mr. Bush did not address one thing that many Democrats have been calling for, aid for airline workers laid off in the last 2.5 weeks. For now, the administration seems focused on getting those employees back to work by increasing air traffic. In a symbolic move, the president also announced that 9 of his cabinet secretaries will be boarding commercial flights tomorrow, traveling to meetings and events at sites across the country. As the president spoke, he was occasionally drowned out by the sound of commercial jets taking off from O'Hare. The president smiled each time. It was a welcome distraction. Don Gagne, NPR News, Chicago.